topic this year is the Mitzvah HaTorei Kamocha. I want to explore a different understanding the Rishonim had of this Mitzvah. First source, Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, source number one on the sheet, V'sikon v'sidar shnei amecha, v'hafta l'reyecha kamocha ani Hashem. So the Mitzvah of v'hafta l'reyecha kamocha. So how would you translate that Mitzvah in English? Okay. Love your friend like yourself. So I think the Rambam probably understood it that way. So look at the Rambam, first source, second source of the sheet, who should tivanu have chaseinu as chaseinu, the Rambam's different mitzvahs like reishvav, is a mitzvah to love each other. Question, how about tzmeinu? Just like we love ourselves. Shetia chamlasi vavasi l'achi kechamlasi vavasi l'atzmi. So it's literal. You have to love your neighbor like you love yourself. The Rambam Hechaseos, the third source, says this as well. Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Mitzvah called Adam Lehevas Kol Echa Yisrael Kigufo. Shneemar V'Hafta L'Reicha Kamoch. And the Sefer Chinuch, following the Rambam, assumes this as well. So what's the difficulty with this understanding of the Rambam? Why is this something that's not so obvious? Rambam says Kamoch Amamash. Any ideas? Difficult thing to do? Easy?
I think that's not possible.
It's impossible. Maybe it's impossible. That's exactly what the Ramban suggests. And it's the next source on the sheet. Ramban says it's impossible to actually love somebody else like yourself. He uses the halakhic terminology he says it the way you said it as well. There's also a halakhic angle you can come from. The Gemara in Bamatsia. And Asam Chalaf and Aleph tells a fascinating dispute between Ben Petura and Rabbi Kiva. A person's walking the desert, there's one bottle of water, it's his bottle, and his friend is dying of thirst, but he doesn't know what he's going to get out of the desert. If he knows he'll be out in 20 minutes, he'll get the water. But maybe he'll be in the desert for a week, he doesn't know what it's going to be. So what's the halacha? So Ben Petura says, share your water. Whatever happens, happens. Al Yira Mimos Chavero. You shouldn't see your friend die in front of your eyes. Share your water and hope for the best. Rabbi Akiva says famously, Chayecha Kodim. What does Chayecha Kodim mean, halakhically? You come first, keep your water. I is dying. It's unfortunate. So, what does Chayecha Kodim mean in terms of Hatzayecha Kamocha? What's the relationship? So, Yelam is suggesting that what?
That would be a violation of Hatzayecha Kamocha.
Pardon? So the Ramban thinks it is. Let's, before you reject it, on a simple level, we have a mitzvah of kamocha. The Ramban says it's mamish. So the Ramban, how can it be mamish? We know chayecha kodmin, or it's impossible. Meaning either psychologically it's impossible or halachically it's wrong. Two ways of formulating. Yeah. The Ramban says both, actually. Yeah.
Is he taking it down to the level of kapadiyam or even below that?
So what does the Ramban actually say? What is the mitzvah then? You're saying the Ramban and says it's not kamocha mamish. So what is it? So let's read the Ramban source number four. Tam haftar kamocha haslaga. It's an exaggeration. Ki lo yikabel leif adam sheyehoves chaveiro mikavaso es nafsho. It's impossible, the way Ayala suggested it. And then the Ramban actually quotes the Gemara in Bamatzia that not only is it psychologically impossible, but it's also halachically not advisable or not appropriate. El mitzvah satora sheyehov chaveiro b'chol inin kasher yehoves nafsho b'chol atov. So I don't read the whole thing, but the gist of it is that you should be happy when you see your friend get into medical school. You're also about to get into medical school. But you should be happy, you should want your friend to get into medical school, just like you want to get into medical school. It doesn't mean you have to love your friend like you love yourself. That's impossible. That's a literal interpretation. The Rambam took a literal interpretation, kamocha mamish. Since the Ramban, it's impossible, and it's not halakhically appropriate. But rather, you should be sameach b'tuvo. You should want good things to happen to him, want good things to happen to him. You shouldn't be jealous. Right? It's difficult. You wanted to get into medical school, and your friend wanted to get in. You were vying for the same spot. And only one of you got in. So how does the person who was rejected feel? It's challenging. So the mitzvah is to try to become a person who is loving and really wants good for everybody. And you say, Hashem, I have a plan, and I'm happy that person got in, even though, you know, I'm not so happy that I have to reapply, etc. That's what the Ramban suggests. Now, there is a third understanding of this mitzvah. Look at the Taken Yonason on the Pasuk, verse number 5. The Taken Yonason writes, he initially translates Losikam Lositor, and then he says, V'tirachmu l'chaverich, you should love your friend, demin ant sani lach l'savi le, whatever is hated upon you, you shouldn't do to him. So how do you love your friend? Is it the positive? Is it the say tov? Or is it the sun mira? What's the Taken Yonason say? Don't upset him! Asur Nusaro. There's an Isur to inspire somebody else. This is, of course, a very limiting interpretation to this mitzvah. If you look at the Psikta Zutra, source number 6, on that pasuk, he actually connects to the story in the Gemara in Shabbos, of Alman Aleph, about Hillel, Pasuk Kamocha, source number 6, Mikan Amru Hillel, Azokain, the Allah. And this, of course, is the story in Shabbos of Amun Aleph, as I mentioned. So, number 7, Shuv Maisa Benochri Echa Shabbat Lisnei Shammai, Amun Lagaireni Al Menashe Telamdeni Kol Tar Kula, Shani Omid Al Regal Achas, the famous Ger who came to Shammai, who wanted to be converted while standing on one foot, meaning an instant conversion. What's all Torah in a nutshell? What does Shammai tell him? Chfo Bamas Abinyan Shabiado, pushed him away, Bamasan Hillel. Gairi, Hillel converted him. Amulod Allah Sani Lechavach Lasavid. Whatever is hated upon you, don't do it to your friend. Zoe Kola Tarakula. Teidach Perushahu Zil Gamor. The essential understanding, the essential mitzvah is not to act to your friend in a way that you would not want to be acted towards. And the rest of the Torah is Perushahu Zil Gamor. Just the elaboration.
That's not very nice, but I don't expect anything between you.
Pardon? I don't understand your question. You're asking in general, it's not on the issue that we're analyzing. You're just asking how can that really be the essential part of the Torah? There is the Makom and the Chavera. This is only half the equation. That's what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good question.
Broader extension to your Majestani the Baruch Hu Lotale.
Right, some interpret it that way. The Sani Chavera is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a more broad sense, but the simple understanding is just talking about Alum Chavero. Maybe that highlights for us the significance of Alum Chavero. It's more central. There's actually a very fascinating Rosh at the very beginning of the page, first page, where the Rosh says something that, you know, today, to say that you have to be a Reform Rabbi. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu likes Mrs. Adam Chavero more than Adam the Makom. So today you say that, it sounds like, you know, what do you mean? But that's what the Rosh says in his Perush to Pei on the first page. So it could be Hillel telling that as well. That's an important question. I'm going to leave it for now because it's not so central to what we're trying to analyze. But the Taken Yonason and Hillel seem to have a different understanding, at least according to the way the Pisikta understands it, that Haftar Chamocha is the source of Hillel. The Kana Amru Hillel, and if you look on the Marsha on this point in Shabbos, he also connects it. He quotes Taken Yonason, he says, this is Hillel's understanding, it's from the puzzle of Haftar Chamocha. And he could have said, Hillel's not telling you anything about Haftar Chamocha. He doesn't say Haftar Chamocha. He says, whatever you don't like, don't do it to somebody else. You could distinguish between those concepts, but the Marsha and the Pisikta seem to equate them. It's interesting why he formulated it in that way, this question. So this is a much more limiting understanding of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to love your friend, kamocha mamas like the Rambam. It's not even to, you know, want your friend to have good things, you know, like the Rabban. It's basically telling you that it's also to messiah your friend. It's almost like an isra say, if you're familiar with the terminology. Most mitzvahs that say require you to do something. And there's sometimes an isra say, if a zar would get up, not calling you duchen. So according to some Rishonim, it's Isra say, violates an assay. There's no mitzvah only on the Kohanim, and non-Kohanim shouldn't look it. It's essentially an Isra written, formulated in an assay language. There's a mitzvah, you know, or really an Isra for a Kohen, a Gadol, to marry a woman who is not a Betulah. Isha Betulah Yikma. So it's not a mitzvah, it's just an Isra formulated in the assay terminology. So these are three different understandings of the mitzvah. Derech Agav, it's interesting, the point that Rav Asher Weiss made, that Hillel and Yonas and Uziel have a relationship. Does anybody know what their relationship was? In Sukkah, in Daf Chaf Hey, the Gemara says that Yonas and Uziel was the greatest student of Hillel. So it's interesting that both time Yonasan and Hillel have this understanding. It could be with their Masorah, that was their understanding of the Mitzvah. Derech Agav, the Gemara there says that Yonasan and Uziel was the greatest Talmud of Hillel, and if he would learn, the birds above his head would burn, would get burnt up from his intensity and his learning. So the question is asked, what happened with Hillel? The greatest Talmud, the birds got burnt up. What happens when Hillel learns, the Rabbi? The Kusker is very beautiful born. The Kusker says that when Hillel learns, he learns with the same intensity, but it's kulo pnimi, and no birds got burnt up. And that's the godless. The godless is to have the same intensity, but to have the anava, keep it inside. Meaning not that strong that the Zil didn't have the anava, but to have the same intensity to hide it. That's what the Kusker says. I thought it was a very beautiful word. I still think it's a beautiful word. I just have a hard time saying it over because I was learning a sukkah and I saw the Rizpah on that Gemara, the Kafei, close to Yerushalmi, which we don't have, who asked this Kasha. And the Yerushalmi has a very different answer. Yerushalmi says that when Yonas and Zil learned, the birds within Dal Amos got burnt up. But when his Rebbe learned, the birds even far away got burnt up. So that answer kind of technically it works with Yerushalmi, that at least the Rizpah quotes it as Yerushalmi. It doesn't have so much Musar in it. But anyway, so just an aside. In any case, we have over here three understandings of the mitzvah is Hafeka Kamocha, Kamocha Mamash. Is it just to be Sameach Betuvo, or is it essentially an Isser essay, an Isser to cause your friend to suffer? I want to explore some of the primary sources, the Gemaras, that discuss this issue, and then explore some Nafka Minim. So in terms of the Gemara, it's interesting, there's not much written on this in the Gemara. Just here and there we have a couple of lines. You expect, it's such an important mitzvah, Kagal Latara, Rekiva says famously that after Yechmocha, the Kagal Latara, you expect there to be, a Perek or a Daf that dealt with this issue. Really very, very little discussion in the Gemaras. The Gemara here, even what there is kind of surprising. Gemara in the source number 8, the Mishnah and Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah speaks about how when they would kill people in Chayv Nisa, so discuss the details. The Mishnah says the base of Skila, source number 8, had a Gavoa Shdei Komos. The person is 6 feet tall. So the base of Skila was, 12 feet. He was basically pushing the guy off a cliff. The cliff was 12 feet, and he was 6 feet. Why so high, says the Gemara. Tana Vekoma Shaloh Harish Shlosha. We've been eating Kula high. Why does it have to be so high? Amar Nachman, Amar Rama Ravu, Amar Kra, Vahafta L'Reacha Kamocha. Rorlo Misa Yafe. What's the point of having a very high base Kila? He should die immediately. He should die upon impact, and even before the Adim throw the stone on him. So we want the guy to die a quick death. And therefore, what do? We build the base of Shechit in such a way that he'll die quickly and relatively painlessly. So, I don't know, if you ask me, what type of understanding, comes from this Gemara? It doesn't sound like we're talking about a deep emotional connection of loving him like yourself. It doesn't even sound like you want, him to have, to get into medical school. It sounds just like you're not supposed to cause him undue tsar. And if you can kill him painlessly, so, why draw out his execution? We should make it quick and relatively painless. Questions? You could say that it's called Kamamish. If you were Mechoyev Misa, again, it's not clear from this Gemara. The Gemara might be saying, Ayala is saying, well, maybe it is called Kamamish. But you could also say that the Gemara means is that, of course you have to love your friends like you love yourself, Mamish, literally, like the Rambam. But in addition, even this person who's a Rasha, he's a murderer, and he right thinks that the mitzvah doesn't apply to him, you still have to take care of him. You could interpret the Gemara in different ways, but for the simple reason of the Gemara, it doesn't jump out at you that there's a Kamocha Mahamish. It doesn't have to be that way, at least. Yeah.
As they said that those are included in each other, especially their man says it, that you should want for him all the good possible.
Right.
So it includes Asad Taro and the Rambam, Kamocha Mahamish.
Yeah, Pasha's that, the Rambam includes the Tavim Yonason and the Rambam includes Oh, yeah.
But over here, it only applies to say, also the sparrow.
Right. It's not clear cut Ra, yeah, 100%. The Tosfos there is actually very interesting, source number 9. Tosfos is wondering how the Gemara knows to apply this pasuk v'hafei kamocha to this instance. It doesn't seem to be an intuitive application. Tosfos writes, Yesh Mefarshim, source number 9, Shum d'ri'acha kamocha l'shayach mechayim, d'chayecha kodim. Tosfos is bothered by the same problem the Ramban was bothered by. Chayecha kodim is the Gemara of Mitzir, the Chayecha. Doesn't Chayecha Kodmin fly in the face of Hafdere Kamocha? How can you love your friend like you love yourself? Chayecha Kodmin. So, whereas the Ramban reinterprets the mitzvah, Tosfos seems to understand like Rambam that it means Kamocha Mamish. He limits the mitzvah. Kamocha Mamish is only a mitzvah when a person is about to die. You can't love your friend like you love yourself when you're both alive, because Chayecha Kodmin. But if he's about to die, then he can carry the mitzvah of Kamocha Mamish. It's a wild Tosfos. It's hard to take literally. It sounds like he's saying the whole mitzvah of Hafdere Kamocha only applies to a person who's on death row. It's very, very difficult to accept, literally. But he's grappling with the same issue the Ramban grappled with, but whereas the Ramban reinterprets the mitzvah, Tosfos says, let's just take the whole mitzvah and make it apply in a case where there is no conflict between Chayecha Kodmin and Hafdere Kamocha. That's another one Gemara. So look, source number 10, there's another Gemara. Kedushin Memalev Memunalev Osu La'odom Shikadesh Isha Ad Shiren Shem Yira Badavar Magunav Tiskana Olav. So we all want to have happy marriages, and if you don't get to know your prospective spouse before you get married, so you might end up with a very unhappy marriage. So it's important to spend time together to see if it's really a fitting match. That's how I'm interpreting it. It says you have to see her. Again, it's all a question of what it means. I don't think seeing a person one time in our day and age would be enough. There's a maisa with Moshe Bick, who's dying in the Bronx. There were apparently a lot of gerushin. People were getting married and without knowing each other and getting divorced. If you have takana, you have to date at least 8 times. You know, that time was like 8 times. Okay. The Chassidish world today, now we still see each other once or twice. So the Sam Revi was very upset with this, and he said, he quoted the pasuk, "Kapti b'chayai yifnei benos chayes." You know, so he made a pun on benos chayes. Chayes is a place, right? Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Avram told. Which one? Got the details. Where is it?
Yitzchak about
Esav. Right. You didn't want Esav. Okay. So Rav Moshe Bick responded, very nice, you're Mitzara Kedushin, I'm Mitzara Gittin. So, you know, the Mitzara, they have to know each other. So,
is this Rav Bick's father?
His his uncle. His uncle, yeah. In any case, you know, we have to know each other. I mean, same time, there actually was a study, and it came out in the New York Times, that couples that live with each other have a higher rate of divorce. So people think, you know, from Jews, you know, you have to know each other. Knowing each other too well might not be necessarily a good thing either. In any case, it's important to live in peace and harmony. Everybody agrees that that's an ideal. And a violation of that would be a violation of Hafdere Kamocha, as the one that says in Kedushin Memalev Memunalev. So, what does that mean? Does that mean that you shouldn't, you know, be Mitzar your spouse? It might mean that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to love your wife like you love yourself. I mean, again, that's, I think, an important value, but from the Gemara, it's not clear if the Gemara is telling us the Rambam, that Mamash Kamocha, or possibly it just means that you don't want to have, you know, Shalom Bayit to Jews, you don't want to fight. So you could have very limited understanding of the mitzvah, like we're talking about Yonatan. You shouldn't, you know, hate each other. So if you don't want to hate each other, you have to get to know each other. This is one application. This is one application. I once actually heard a rabbi give a drasha, and he said that, you know, it's like, you know, Sheva Brachas have a husband, and this is a Chafan Chasan, and he wanted to kind of shoot the Rambam, Kamocha Mamish, because how is it possible to love somebody else like you love yourself? It's impossible. The rabbi says it's impossible. Oh, it's, you know, if you have a wife, well, your wife, you really can love your wife as you love yourself. You know, say Rabbi Levine, he once went to the doctor with his wife, and he told the doctor that his wife's foot is hurting us, meaning, so it could be Akadekah, but it's challenging. Okay. Fine. So this Gemara also doesn't give us a clear indication as to what the nature of the mitzvah is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Dalet Amud Bei, speaks about the possibility of a son performing surgery on his father. It's iser yichovel the aviv, imo. So a very serious iser, iser misa. And the question becomes, if the son is a surgeon, can the son, or the daughter for that matter, can the child perform surgery on the parents and yichovel, draw blood from them? Is it the right son? So, if there's no other doctor, it's Kof Nefesh, it's Pashas Mutter, Lechara. But given, you know, let's say he's a little bit better of a doctor, there's somebody else, whatever. So, Gemara there suggests one opinion, different opinions. Rav Masa Omar, Rav Hazel Yechamokha. Rav Masa is Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because it has to be Yechamokha, says Rashi. Luhusru Yisrael Milatos Lechavirehem, Lodovash Inochavit Masa Fasma. The Isser, Hazel Yechamokha essentially is an Isser, Rashi says. Not to cause sorrow to other people, not to do up things to other people that you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. So Rashi is telling us that, like having you on the sun, it's a mitzvah means don't do things to other people that you wouldn't want done to yourself. Again, Rashi is not negating necessarily a more ambitious understanding of kamocha mamish or like the Ramban, but Rashi is not telling us that either. He's not negating it, but he's not telling us that either. So the upshot is that from the Gemara, it's very hard to put your finger on the nature of Hafter Ve'achamach. And that's why, you know, there are three opinions in Rishonim, and I guess I've heard about Rishon, but the three opinions here on the board, yeah.
Can you explain again how Rashi would explain the Gemara? I mean, how does the Hafter Ve'achamach allow
for the view? So it's a little bit unclear how to learn the Gemara. There's two ways to learn the Gemara. You could say the Gemara is essentially telling you that the Isser of Chabala Ba'aviv is only an Isser if it's definite silent, if you are hurting your father. But here you're helping him. Oh, that would be less ambitious. What the more ambitious way of reading the Gemara is there really is Isser. It's an objective Isser. Regardless of how you draw blood, it's an Isser. But
I'm just appreciating the use of the term ambitious. I don't know if anyone else here appreciates that term as much as I do.
Another way of learning the Gemara is to say that really is an Isser, it's an objective Isser. But Hafei Kamocha is dosa the Isser, because your father would want you to do it. So therefore, again, Nitan L'chila, it's a difficulty. I don't have a clear read on that Gemara. It has to be analyzed more fully, but what I'm trying to highlight is the fact that it's not telling you kamocha mamish necessarily. It could be read in a very, very limited way. Okay, but you're right. It needs more work. Okay. Question? So we're left with three interpretations. I want to explore a few nafkaminas to this question as to what the nature of the mitzvah is. We know we don't say a bracha on this mitzvah. Question is, why not? Look at the Rambam, source number 13. The Rambam says, "Malchus brachos perkir aleph alach beis v'chol mitzvah esay shinam alach beis adul makom bein mitzvah she'ena chova bein mitzvah she'chova v'varach aleh kodem asiyasa." There's a mitzvah, there's a requirement to say a bracha on mitzvah bein adul makom. Says the Ketzin Mishnah there. The dikdek rabbeinu lichtos she'bein adul makom. The Rambam is careful to write adul makom. Lomar. The mitzvah should be an adam lechaverot go and asiyas tzedakah v'chedome ein mevarachin aleha. So the Chassid Mishnah tells us the Rambam is giving us a klal that we don't say brachas and mitzvahs should be an adam lechaverot, for example, tzedakah. It doesn't tell us why not. If you look at the Tshuvas Rashba, source number 15, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aches, it's actually quoting a tshuva from Yosef Ibn Palat, where he suggests a rationale. Says the Tshuva to Rashba, the chayim ein mevarchin al mitzvah she'in eina tzuya kula biyada osa. You don't say a bracha. He's giving the Tshuva is full of reasons why we don't say brachas. There are many mitzvahs we don't say brachas about. On and the Tshuva is giving like five or six or seven different reasons why you wouldn't say kolim, why you wouldn't say a bracha on a particular mitzvah. So one of the kolim is you don't say a bracha that's not in your hands totally. You say a bracha, you give the tzedakah to the ani, what does he do? Gives it back to you. Just won the lottery, he doesn't need it. So you don't know if he's going to accept it. So if you don't know if he's going to accept it, there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to say a bracha. So the Rashi essentially saying that you don't say a bracha on mitzvahs that are not totally in you. So after Echamocha, likewise, Lechora would be included in this category. You don't say a bracha on a mitzvah after Echamocha because maybe he's not going to appreciate what you're doing for him. You want her to be really nice to the old lady and take her across the street, but she's not interested in crossing the street. So, you know, you're going to be bracha l'vatala. Now, this whole discussion of why you don't say a bracha assumes what? That it's actually a mitzvah essay, like the Rambam, maybe like the Ramban. According to the Tanya Yonasan, it's posh you don't say a bracha. Why not? It's essentially an Isra say, it's like a Losa say. You don't say a bracha. You know, you're not supposed to be tired. You don't say, Shev, Yishon, 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 I'm not going to be tired. You know, it's posh. So the whole shaila, whether or not you have to explain why you don't have a bracha, is telling the Chakira. Namely, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, there is an explanation needed. And the Rambam actually, you know, doesn't give an explanation, but he tells us there's a cloud that you don't say bracha on the Mechadeva. According to the Targum Yonasan, there's no need to explain why there's no bracha, because it's obvious, it flows from the fact that by its very nature, it's an Isra Seh, it doesn't require a bracha. Another Nafkami. Who's included in this mitzvah of Re'ach? So if you look at the Yad Ramah, source number 17, the Yad Ramah Sanhedrin, from the Beis Din Beis, explains that this mitzvah applies even to a poshea, even a person who's on death row, right? We mentioned already the Gemara that speaks about Havre Kamoch on a person who's Chayv Tkiva. So this is Yad Ramah, B'chol Heicha Dechtiv Re'acha, Mashmi Yisrael, Afilu Rasha, Shin Yischayev Misa. Even a person who's on death row, a Rasha, a Merusha, a murderer, still, the mitzvah has to be a chamokah. Wow. The Rambam, though, in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Aleph, writes the following. Mitzvah Ethi Shal Divrayim, Levakar Cholim, Lenachem Avelim. Rambam gives many rabbinic examples of after chamokah. And then he explains that even though they're mitzvahs to Rabbanan, they're all flow from the mitzvah of the Reisa of after chamokah. The Avapi Shal Mitzvah Elu be Divrayim. That's the question, why the problem is a need to kind of codify them as din drabanan, if they're anyway become hafter yechamocha. But apparently the Rambam felt there's this broad mitzvah of hafter yechamocha, and Chazal understood there was a need to somehow give specific kiyumim of this mitzvah. So you go visit a yeshiva home, m'chayim nikum avelim. That, the gadol, is part of hafter yechamocha, but it's also a specific kiyum of nikum avelim. Fine, that's the discussion why that's necessary. But the Rambam continues and writes, "Harei mechlal v'havdei chamocha, kol advarim shatah rotsa shiyasu osam lecha, acherim kol advarim shatah rotsa shiyasu osam lecha acherim, asei ata osan la'achicha b'tor ha-mitzvah." So what's the mitzvah in the Rambam? The mitzvah v'havdei chamocha is limited to who? The person who's achicha b'tor ha-mitzvah. Now the truth is, it's a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam has to say, doesn't write this way. The Rambam Chaseyas, the Perek, Vav, Lach, Gimel, just writes, Kol Echad Echad Yisrael, which the Chor would include even a Rasha. But at least in Hilchos Avel, the Rambam says the mitzvah is limited to people who are Achicha B'Torah mitzvah. So in terms of the sources, where the Rambam got this from, is also needs to be analyzed. But Ramah has a Raya from the one Sanhedrin, that the person who's Chayv Misa is included in the mitzvah. The Rambam Chor is based on the Gemara in Pesach and the Chufi Gimel Beis that speaks about a mitzvah to hate over Yavera. The Rambam assumes, I guess, the Chor is a mitzvah to hate somebody who's over Yavera, so the Chor is not included in Havdei Chamokah. Again, who's included in this is a big discussion. Not everybody does an Avera is included, obviously, in the Nishba, people who weren't educated. Even if they were educated, maybe they didn't have very good educators. You know, so a person who's not from doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to hate him. On the contrary, the Chazanish writes very famously that today people aren't educated, and therefore you have to try to teach them and love them, etc. But a person who's a Rasha Marusha, there's a mitzvah to hate. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, and talking about the Gimel of it, there's a mitzvah to hate. So the Chor is no mitzvah of after Yechamocha either. How he learns the Gemara Sanhedrin, you know, is the Tzarchin. Yeah.
What does it mean necessarily to hate someone?
then you go over them and you just smack them.
So that's actually interesting, because the Gemara there actually says that even though there's a mitzvah to hate him, there's a mitzvah to help him out with pre-kadina. He has a chamor, and the chamor can't carry the load, so you have to help him out. So Tosfos wonders, like, you know, if there's a mitzvah to hate him, why are you helping him? So Tosfos writes a fascinating thing. He writes that this is Tosfos in Pesachim Kuf Yom Aveid, Kevin who sone gam chaveiro sone oso, tichsif kamayim panim apanim, kein leiva adam adam. Why we talk about the sin of gemura, the shayach tfias yeter? So it says that there's a point of what it says there, loch of vizitza. It's just to help out the sone. You know, in fact, he comes first. You have two people who need help with their chamor. You help out the guy who is not from first. The guy, the Russian, loch of vizitza. So Tosfos essentially writes there that if you really hate him and you don't help him out at all, he's going to hate you. And then, you know, open up the newspaper. What happens in this country? He's scared. Everything's polarized, it's frightening. So Tosfos sees a need to, based on the Gemara, to still, you know, have some shyness to him, you help him out when he's stuck with his donkey, etc. But what the Rambam might say is that there's a mitzvah to hate him on some level, not total hate, so there's no mitzvah of Avdei Chamor. But that's what the Rambam, I think, is saying. That's what the Parshim points out the Rambam is saying. It's not my Yiddish. You're right that the Rama, for example, the Rama says that Avdei Chamor applies to Russia. And yet, there's a mitzvah to hate the Russia. So how can you be a mitzvah to hate the Russia, and there's still a mitzvah Havdei Chamor on the Russia? So you're suggesting that, no, it's not a stira. This is really, the Tanya says this. It's a famous parak in Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis, Leiv. And the Tanya there discusses the fact that you can love the son of Elohim in a person and hate what he does. So again, it fits with Chabad, you know, the Pinsel Yid. Every Jew has, you know, Kedusha, but it's very true. Even if you're not Chabad, it's a very beautiful idea that, you know, you see the guy, he's a Rosh Marusha, so you hate what he does, but you love him as a person, as a Jew, as a fellow Jew. So the Rama would assume they're not religious, because the Rama apparently thought that no, if there's a mitzvah to hate him, you can't have a mitzvah Avdei Chamor. Again, the fact that the Rama Avdei Chamor is so ambitious. It would, I think, make sense that for the Rambam it's a stira. Meaning, for the Rambam, Havdei Chamor means that Pelosim is not for yourself. So if it's to hate him, it's a little bit hard. To hate him, it's a little hard for him. If Havdei Chamor means just don't retire him, so then there's no stira at all. The Rambam would say, there's no stira. There's a mitzvah to hate him, but you can't cause him tzar, right? Yes?
I just wonder if the Rambam is giving another explanation of what Havdei Chamor means here. It's more comprehensive, I think. Why are we using here he says,
right. And that's more than what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs, you think?
Well, I think that's more understandable. Like, the Kamocha Mamash, like,
right. If this was only Rambam, we would say maybe the Rambam was like the Ramban a little bit. But the problem is the Rambam is on the first side of the page,
well,
Sefer Mitzvahs and Hilchos Deos, very, very clear, right? Mitzvahs, Kol Adam Le'eves, Kol Echad Yisrael Kegufo. It sounds like it's more literal. But I hear what you're saying. You want to kind of tone down the Rambam to answer the Rambam's kasha.
Why did he even give this explanation of what is really loving
it's a good question. I'm not sure why he formulated that way, because Bukhara, if he has a more ambitious formulation, he should say it. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah?
Why would you not apply a parallel din to Otsumaita
Amcha? A parallel din to Otsumaita Amcha, yeah. I mean, the question is, what does Re'echa mean? Hapla Re'ach Kamoch. So the Mishnah Chinuch says, Re'acha even includes an Evid. Even an Evid is Re'acha. Right? The question is a Rosh a Re'acha? So that's the question. The Ramah says yes, and the Rambam, at least one place, says no. So the Din of Ozzy Ma'at Amcha doesn't apply to all Mishnahs. We don't say, you're not Ozzy Ma'at Amcha, so you can, I don't know, stop Mishnah Harabah. I don't think that. It applies to specific myths.
I remember seeing a shita like that somewhere, and I have to remember where.
It's a very extreme shita. I don't think we generally assume that a person knows the Mesa
Amcha. But we also assume that Re'echa means Re'echa Mitzvah.
I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes that's the question. The Pre-Kotan actually takes on the Mesa Chila, you wonder, I mean, it's not the same issue. He wonders, is an Eved really Re'echa? Do you need Re'echa Mitzvah? Some Mitzvah, all Mitzvah, you know, it's not always so clear when we apply that concept. It's an important concept, it's just a question of how to apply it. I don't know. So okay, this might be totally on the Chakira, the more ambitious understanding of loving your friend Mamish you know, like yourself, might be more limiting. You know, you're expected to love your friend as yourself if you carry Torah with. Whereas if the essentially Isra is saying not to hurt anybody, you don't want to hurt anybody, even a Rasha, you're not going to want to be Messiah unnecessarily. Potentially that might be how to be told in the Chakira on this on the Chakira. The fourth issue which I want to discuss is the nature of the Kiyum. The Rav famously pointed out that although most mitzvahs are performed through a physical action, a person picks up a lulav, you eat matzah. Comes to certain mitzvahs, the Kiyum is belayf. What does it mean the Kiyum is belayf? It means the physical action is just a way of bringing oneself to an emotional state of a fellow mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to be happy on Yom Kippur. How do you do that mitzvah? You eat meat and you drink wine. But the mitzvah isn't to eat meat and to drink wine. The mitzvah is to be happy. The meat and wine is supposed to bring a person to an elevated state of simcha. The mitzvah is to sit shiva when a relative does. The mitzvah not to take a shower or not to take a haircut. But the mitzvah is Abba. The mitzvah of the Kiddush Leiv, it's experiencing, you know, the sense of loss, the anguish, upon death of relatives. So, the question to be raised when it comes to the mitzvah of Hatzayah Kamocha, is it a Kiyum, the mitzvah? You're nice to people, you help people out, do favors. Or is it essentially a Kiddush Leiv? Is the mitzvah really one of loving your friend? So, what does the pasuk say? Take the pasuk literally. At the same time, how do we do that? Let's say I sit here all day and I love everybody. I'm big with all these shows. But, like, there are other people around. So, you know, doing research somewhere in the North Pole, and, you know, I just don't have nobody else around. So, I'm a kind of mitzvah just through my, you know, Avos Yisrael. Or does that actually do something to the kind of this meaning? Okay. So the question becomes, what is the equal kingdom of this mitzvah? The kingdom of Maitha, kingdom Shebelin. So it's interesting, I don't have it on the sheet here, but the smack, say from Mrs. Katan, Moshe Mikutzi, included the mitzvah of Hatzayah Kamocha in his second section of his sefer, which includes the mitzvahs that are totally the mitzvah. As opposed to the first section, he has seven sections, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. He includes it in the second section, Yom Sheni, there are mitzvahs that tuyos the mitzvah. In contrast, the Haredim includes the mitzvah of Halakha B'Drakha, which is similar, in the section of mitzvahs of tuyos belayf. So again, where you incorporate the mitzvah in which section of your sefer mitzvahs, some of the Monia mitzvahs don't have sections. The Rambam just has 613. He has two sections. Essay is one of the things, but that's it. Other Rishonim have more nuanced sections, and then where they place the mitzvah can be telling. So the Smak puts it in the mitzvah that are telling the mitzvah. Potentially, if you put it in the mitzvah telling the lave, you'd say it's a different type of mitzvah. So again, it's a question. It might be telling the Chakira, namely what? How would it be telling the Chakira? For the Rambam, Lacharo, what's the mitzvah? What do you suggest? Sambucha. Pardon? Right, that's the question.
I think the Rambam says to Maitha. Because on the first page he says,
I mean, Sefer Mitzvahs, source number two, how Ktaseinu is Ktaseinu, Kumoshe Neo Vatsmeinu.